I love the Play-Doh Mom made for me. It feels perfect. She's the best Play-Doh maker in the world.
If you're impressed by her making Play-Doh, think about how amazing it is that God made everything. Do you like Play-Doh? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Making stuff from scratch with Play-Doh is fun because you can create just about anything you can imagine. But think of this. God made everything out of nothing. Sun, stars, grass, and trees. He created this beautiful world for you because He loves you. Romans 8:32 reminds us, "He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also graciously give us all things?" And now for our story. It's called The Goodest Play-Doh. Gannon's mom plopped the mushy, still warm mound onto the coffee table for him to enjoy. After locating a recipe for homemade Play-Doh online, Mom and Gannon gathered the ingredients and started creating. He was so excited to see the first batch. Gannon pressed his small hands into the stretchy substance, pulling it this way and that. "It feels perfect, Mommy. I like it," he exclaimed. "How did you do this?" Gannon asked. "You must be the goodest Play-Doh maker in the world." Gannon's mother smiled and settled on the rug beside the coffee table. "As much as you enjoy what I made for you, I'm just as happy about the Play-Doh as you are," she said. "You are?" Gannon rolled the dough between his hands. "Yep, I love to see how much joy it gives you. To know I made something for you that brings you pleasure is a blessing to me." Then she picked up a lump of Play-Doh and began pressing it into a shape. "I'm not the only one who likes creating things for their children to enjoy," Mom continued. "I mixed together some items from our pantry to make the Play-Doh, but think about what God created." "Yeah, oceans, mountains, flowers, even koalas," Gannon exclaimed. Mom laughed. "Yes, even koalas. And God created all of that out of nothing." "Not even stuff from the pantry," Gannon said. "That's right. God shows us His glory through His handiwork in the world, and He likes it when we enjoy His creation." "The world is a neat gift from God," Gannon twirled his Play-Doh into a bird's nest. "It is, and when we know God as His children by trusting in Jesus, who lived a perfect life and then died to take the punishment for our sins, we understand how God loves to show us His love. He gives us good gifts, like the beautiful world we live in, and the gift of Jesus so we could become His children."
"Mommy, we should say thank you to God for the world He made, for Jesus, and for this good Play-Doh."
Well, how about you? When you play outside, do you notice the world around you? God created it for you to enjoy, the sun and moon to give you light, grass for you to play on, and animals for you to see and learn about. God not only created a beautiful world because He loves you, He also sent His Son Jesus so you could have eternal life. Next time you go outside, let the world God made remind you of His love. Our key verse is Romans 8:32.
"He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things?"
And our key thought for today, God gives good gifts.
Hey Zach, how does God give us talent?
God gives us talent in a lot of ways. Sometimes it's something that you're naturally gifted to do, like drawing or singing. Other times, it's something you might be very interested in, but it takes some time to get better, like playing an instrument or fixing things. No matter how you received your talent, remember this, it's a gift from God. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.